All right, let's open our Bibles tonight. Let's get into Galatians chapter 5. And let's just go ahead and read verse 22 through 26. That's Galatians 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. And as we begin this tonight, I'd like to read a little excerpt from Brother Copley's little study book here. And he writes, "Cease from your own works, as God did from His." Hebrews 4:10. "Count your old life dead. Count Christ only to be your life. And count that very Christ life continually dependent upon the Father, even as Jesus was. As for myself, I am not able to be doing any, even one thing by myself, even as I hear, I judge." John 5:30. "Let the Holy Spirit reveal Christ in you more and more, causing you to grow up into Him in all things." Ephesians 4:15. "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, and you will constantly and unconsciously," I love that, "unconsciously bring forth much fruit, even the fruit of the Spirit." Praise God. Let God just be Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise His name. Now we're going to finish up, Lord willing, tonight, this precious fifth chapter. And these final three graces we're going to touch up on tonight, which are faith, meekness, and temperance. And faith, meekness, and temperance makes last week's long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness come to action in our lives. Brother Copley uses the word, makes it practical. I believe, well said, would be able to be applied. And as we launch out in this very first of these last three, faith, how sweetly and true, by faith. By faith, the Word works effectually in them that believe. Amen. I can read the Word of God till I am blue in the face, but until I believe it, it's not going to work effectually. I can hang it on the walls. I can wear it on my t-shirt. I can even talk a good game, but the Word works effectually. And you start looking at that, you talk about dynamite, dynamo power, powerful stuff. In them that believe. The ones, the Word of God says, that draw nigh in full assurance of faith, holding fast the profession of our faith, nothing wavering. And there's a wonderful conclusion in a life that has that. And again, that's all by grace. That life begins to realize and live the wonder, for He is faithful that promised. Always remember that. For He is faithful that promised. It's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to deny Himself. He cannot deny Himself. And I'm so thankful Christ liveth in me. It's not a time of second chance. He cannot deny Himself. He is forever faithful. Praise His wonderful name. It rings out, "He that cometh to God must believe that He is." Do you believe that He is? He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, who are they that diligently seek Him? Those that believe Him. Those that believe the Word of God. Those that believe that the Word of God speaks to them. "My sheep, they hear My voice." Praise God. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." I'm excited about that. He's built me for that listening. He's built me. God's grace has given me the ear to hear. Will I give over to it? Will I let that be in my life? And it's not Jesse, it's Christ in me. That's what's doing it for all of us. It is Christ in us, brothers and sisters. And how wonderfully thankful we should be and glory save only in that wonderful cross that brought us all the grace of God. See, it's impossible to please God without faith. We know that. I believe we're here tonight by God's grace, that there's at least a little part of it that we want to please the Father. And by His grace, we are pleasing the Father because we are hearing the word of His grace. We're speaking, we're living truth and love. And in that, we have a promise that we speak that and we will grow up into Him in all things. God is faithful. He is faithful that has promised, praise His name. Now, brothers and sisters, pleasing fruit never comes forth without believing. Pleasing fruit never comes forth without believing. But see, what most don't want to get and what most don't want to receive is that faith comes one way. Oh, everybody says they want faith. Oh, I'd love to have all the faith. But they do not want to receive the only way that you're ever going to receive faith. And that is, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It cannot come any other way. It doesn't come by good thought. It doesn't come by hanging around a church or joining one or being baptized four or five different times in whatever denomination you could imagine. And God help those people. They're just confused. And that's the author of chaos. That's the enemy. And that's all he wants to do is try to get you to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And that's what will happen when you do not hear what the Spirit saith. What the Spirit saith. And here's what the Spirit saith. He takes the things of Christ and He makes them yours. He shows them unto you. He'll grow you up in these things. But it's always the things of Christ. It's nothing else. See, I can discern spirits. Here's the Spirit of Christ. It's the Word of God. It's not something that's difficult to understand. If it doesn't line up with the Word, it's not the Word. There's not a gray area here. This isn't stuff to bend and take a little here and bend it there and all that. I know who did that and who does that very well. And it's the same one who does it every time. And that's the devil. And the way you answer that back is, it is written. It's not what you think or what you feel. It's, it is written. Praise God, that word doesn't change. It's been tested, tried, those wonderful seven times, and I'm thankful to the Lord that, praise His name, it's going to endure forever. It's just what it is. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we need to settle down, brothers and sisters, that we will never grow in faith without the word. You will never grow in faith without the word. It cannot happen because God said it's this way. There isn't another way. And narrow is that way. And straight is the gate. It is just like that. And thank you, Jesus, we don't have to guess. But see, man always wants to think, well, I'll go around it this way. I'll go by it this way. And he says, oh, no, no, no. You're going to go right down to the sea and I'm going to part it for you because that's the only way you're going. And we don't want it that way. Always love to hear that man that said, what do you mean I got to go wash in that dirty old river? And that many times? Come on. And we're just like that because that's our old man. We're quick to murmur, we're quick to unbelief, but aren't we thankful He is faithful that promised? It's not hanging your hat on it, it's He hung on the cross for it. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we'll never grow in faith without the Word. And it's not a hit and miss thing, brothers and sisters. We're talking about people that will be strong in faith. People by God's grace that will pray in the most holy faith. Praise the Lord. I want to have faith that is unshaken by his grace. And that is the Holy Ghost. It's the love of God, because faith which worketh by love, we read that in Galatians, and it's a fact. That's the only way faith really works effectually in our life, where we come to believe it, and we all can testify of it. I believe Jesus more as I understand his love more and more. As I understand how much he passionately loves me, I believe this word. And I'm so thankful that he takes it and he opens it, and it's light upon light and the line upon line, and how incredible each verse. It's not just this big, it's immense, it's endless. It is just one word of his wonderful grace. It's the exceeding riches that he lets us look into just a wee bit. But someday in the ages to come, as they say, it's the full kahuna. Praise his name. But brothers and sisters, faith will never grow in us without the word. And I'm talking about feasting on the word, by his grace, immersed in the word of God, sitting at the word's feet. You ever thought of it like that? The word's feet. That's who he is. He's the word. And allowing it by grace to become our all in all, to understand that his word is everything. It's your life. As Galatians 2:20 so sweetly tells you, you're mine, and the life that you now live, you live by the faith of the Son of God. And here's why: who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise his name. How personal, how sweetly, beautifully personal your personal Savior is to you. Now, that he gets that going, faith. We understand this, and I believe that we can all testify tonight. As we believe, and as we believe more, the light goes on. And more light goes on. And that vast, rich chasm of all of those jewels and riches becomes endless as the light continues to light it up. I appreciate that one movie, as that gentleman went down there into that cavern looking for that treasure. He could kind of see it, and it was amazing. But then, as he started to light the torch upon the oil, and as it ran through that place, it was like an endless chamber. And this is the endless chamber right here. And praise be to God, this is it forever. In this here, the Word, we've just touched it. And yet forever the exceeding riches of his grace in Christ in us, the Word. How beautiful. But brothers and sisters, it is incredible, because as we believe him and this light is lit up in our lives, the glory of God, the fruit in us, it grows into all its splendor. As the word of God says, to be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's what this Holy Ghost does. That's what this dwelling, praise the Lord, and rejoicing, and not just being filled with the Holy Ghost, but being full of the Holy Ghost. A fruitful one, praise his name, as we rejoice this Sunday with that precious Shulamite. Blow, north wind, come on, south. Let's get it together. Get the spices going. My beloved's coming to eat. He's coming to feast on his garden. I'm his. Hallelujah. Come and feast. And praise the Lord. This is what this is, brothers and sisters. All of this precious fruit that, again, is all his because of his increase. And I'm so grateful to God that in that, our life becomes transformed. It transforms from glory to glory into the very image of him. It can't be anything else. We become more Christ-like. And I'm thankful to that. It's precious. As our faith grows, our faith is tried and outpours then even the peaceable fruit as we yield to God. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, and let's read verse 11. We'll all say amen after I read the first three words, or four or five here. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. Amen. But grievous. Amen. Nevertheless, afterward, praise his name, yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Praise the Lord. We would be absolutely nuts to endure this chastening of the Lord if we did not believe the word of God. We would flee, if we could, the furnace. We would get out of that lion's den. But somehow, some way, grace has touched us and has transformed us by the renewing of our minds. The mind of Christ has come in. And my goodness, that cross that set before him. Son, take up your cross and follow me. It becomes my joy unspeakable and full of glory. I don't think it's strange, that fiery trial. Because his grace, his life that liveth in me, his mind by his grace, that he says, let this mind be in you that's also in me. Let it be there. I've given it to you freely. Let it be. Praise God, I see, Lord. That light went on. Happy are ye. I rejoice. Praise God when I suffer for his name. Amen. The greatest treasure. Amen? Amen. Praise his name. Now, this is so wonderful here, brothers and sisters, because this verse, this chastening that doesn't seem joyous but grievous, nevertheless, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. I'm so grateful to God that this is the faith that makes it practical. Praise God, it's being put into action in our lives, isn't it? Is this the life that we live? Amen, it is. And I'm thankful that we can lift our heads up high because of grace, and in all glory and honor and thanks to him. Not that I'm rocking around like any proud turkey, but I'm thankful I can lift up my voice to him and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm suffering together with Christ. It's working effectually in my life. The long-suffering, gentleness, goodness that's coming out. And oh my, what a blessing of joy that we can become to the body instead of maybe a bitter, dried-up Scrooge of a Christian. That's the choice. It's either by faith or it's going to be by flesh. Now, and then what so sweetly happens in our lives, brothers and sisters, as we live by grace, as we become full of faith, as we become ones that are so Christ-like, just as he, we become lowly. When you become really Christ-like, you become lowly. Not like the religious world likes to think, oh my goodness, well, let's set them up on a pedestal. Let them march around in a fancy robe, maybe a hat or a crown. Man's sadness. But no, we become lowly. And that's this next one, meekness. Praise be to God. See, he must increase and I decrease. Hallelujah. And praise be to God, there's nothing more beautiful in a life, is there? When you see just Jesus reigning. As we see one another grow up into Christ. And lay aside all those ugly weights of the world. All the things that we thought made us who we are. Whether it was our education, our looks, our strength, our position in life, my titles. That's but dung. If I put any confidence in that, oh, that's stinky dung. And it's all stinky. But thanks be to God that we understand that it's the life of Christ, brothers and sisters. It's the Christ in us that we glory in. And my goodness, in that we become gentle. We become kind. And you know what I'm finding out in my life? As you read in this word of God, and it's Christ in us, brothers and sisters, gentleness is such strength. Gentle ones are the mighty ones. There is no one mightier than he, and there was no one more gentle than our Savior. I was thinking upon this, and I still have that sweet picture that sweet sister Arlene drew for Brother Hill. In the office, and she has those pictures of those two mountain goats, And they had observed this. And you think about those rugged creatures. Man, they get out there in the storms in the winter, and they're gnarly, and they're tough. When it's mating time, they'll beat each other to death with them horns. I mean, they're fierce creatures. But here they were on that mountain pass, and those two big rams walking at each other on that thin little pass. And it was just a chasm all the way down. One step and you were dead. But there was no way that they could pass side by side. They couldn't get around each other, these mighty ones. And so one, praise the Lord, so saw fit to get down. And I'm talking about all the way down. And down so much where the other just walked right on over them to pass on by. Now, brothers and sisters, is that us by God's grace? It's us in Christ. It's already there. I know it's in every life by His grace that sits in this place. Because it's the same life. If it's evident or manifest in someone's life, it's that same one. The difference is one's yielding and one's not. But it's the same Jesus. It's the same power of my might. It's still by my Spirit. It wasn't by anything else. So do we see the potential by God's grace? It's unlimited. It's full. Matter of fact, again, we've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. There is nothing lacking in you. The only thing lacking in you is faith that keeps thinking that there's something lacking. But there isn't. Because of the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Do you think we'll get this before we get to heaven? I pray so. Praise His name. But see how marvelous what the love of God can do in us, brothers and sisters, because it's all about Jesus. That's what it is it's all about Him. And see, and then temperance, the next one here. It flows right along. And temperance, brothers and sisters, is far beyond self-control. That's what you hear all the time. You got to get self-control. And if you can't have self-control, we'll get somebody to make sure that you're abiding right or whatever. Oh, accountability. Sorry. We got a team. Got a praise team, accountability team, team. I just got one. I guess I'm pretty hurt and I've only got one that'll hang with me. But He does all the work. Praise God. All right. Thinking about this wonderful temperance, let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, let's read from the 4th verse. And it is so true. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. See, I love that. It's not just how to possess his vessel. It's in sanctification. And what are we sanctified to as children of the King? We're sanctified to Him. We're set apart to God. We've been bought with a price. We are not our own. We need to honor that. Be thankful, gratitude, brothers and sisters, of that work, that finished work on the cross. How beautiful that is, and how simple that scripture is. I don't need to go thinking about that. By God's grace, Lord, activate that gratitude of your precious blood in my life. Not in lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. See, that you know that. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother. See, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. Now focus on number 7 here. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Holiness. See, brothers and sisters, we're sanctified. Thank you, Jesus. We're separated unto God. And again, may we rejoice that we are His. We're His. And we're His alone. I rejoice, and I will say this, I pray by His grace till I see His face, and then beyond. I'm so thankful you're a jealous God. I'm so thankful that You've allowed me by grace to endure your chastening, and you dealeth with me as a son. I love that intimacy. I love by God's grace, truly. I give him and magnify him. And most of the time it's done in such secret places, but I'm so thankful he corrects me. I'm growing. By God's grace, I want to grow up into him in all things. And I'm not there. But his love and his passion, his attraction and affection to me is always there. And son, I love you. And I'm chastening you. I want you to be all you can be. I want my life to completely grow up in you. And I'll do it. And I'll finish. I'll perform. Perfect. That good work which I've begun. Remember, it's all that good work which I've begun. You didn't have any part of it. You, by God's grace, took my grace to just receive it. Be that lump of clay and sit there. Watch me do the work. Watch me. Watch the mighty hand of God. I'll protect you, honey. There'll be some trying places. There'll be some times that, again, it won't be joyous, but grievous for the moment. For a moment. But it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Brothers and sisters, we got to get in reality. Our time has not come yet. The parade hasn't started for you. And I pray that you're not looking for the parade. There'll be one that beyond anything we could ask or think, because he loves us. You're talking about a welcoming home of a coat and a supper, a ring and a kiss. Praise be to God. It hasn't even entered in what God has prepared for them that loved him, that love him. I'm just so grateful to our loving Lord. But see, brothers and sisters, we're not of this world. And I think we're understanding that more and more. We're out of place. We are aliens to this place because our citizenship is in heaven. Christ prayed that, Father, keep them from the evil in it. But it wasn't just that. It was greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He reminded us by his grace how this works. He's praying that life is encouraged, that spirit gives power, hallelujah, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if by grace we will yield and believe that blessed reality of who we are in Christ, we will live. We will live, not can or not might, but we will live the life, brothers and sisters, that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me. It will happen because that's the word of God. We are more than conquerors if we will just lay hold of what he's already provided for us. This called, this is so wonderful, and we need to touch on this. This word called here in the 7th verse. For God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. This word called isn't what you think in that he shouted at you, he yelled at you. This called means a title. It's a name. It's written on you. And it's not uncleanness. That's not on you. Matter of fact, by his grace, because of his love, because of his goodness, because of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, what he's written on us, what we are called, is holy. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. This isn't a what would Jesus do moment. This is who you are in Christ. This is Christ in you. You are holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And where is I? He's right here. Christ liveth in me. That's 1 Peter 1:16, in case anybody wanted to know. Do we believe it? It is too good to be true, but it's God. That's right. That's the way it always is. He's beyond, he's exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Praise God. That's our Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's the life of Christ living in us. This is His love, joy, and peace, and all the precious fruit bursting out all over by faith. The evidence of Christ in you, the hope of glory, isn't for someday off yonder. I've had a couple people tell me that over the years. Oh, yeah, Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's coming. That's right now. That's for right now. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God wants it apparent right now. The wife hath made herself ready. I'm so thankful it doesn't say the bride has. She occupies as a readied wife. Listen to the word of God. How wonderful it is to remind us that He's going to appear to them that love His appearing. Now, a life like that, brothers and sisters, is a life that is noticed. Not that we're trying to be noticed, but God will allow you to be seen in certain times and in certain ways. And one of the sweetest ways is those that take note and inquire and ask about the hope that lies within you. It's a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters. I love that. I'm grateful to God. It doesn't make any glory to us. It's all glory to God about the hope that lies within you. Not your religious pious that's walking around with, you know, the Bible in hand and it's up high and my hands are folded right and things of that nature. No, people understand that and they run away. I'm talking about when you face a fiery trial and you've been beaten so low, but yet maybe you're over in the corner of your cubbyhole at work singing Christ My Prize. Or It Is Well With My Soul. Maybe even shedding a tear and saying, oh, Jesus, I love You so, how You comfort me. You weren't trying to be heard, but God made You known. And then that person someday says, I can't tell you what that did for my heart. I can't tell you what just your action and reaction to that certain thing. Christ in you, the hope of glory. My goodness, brothers and sisters, maybe they'll even take note that you've been with Jesus. My goodness, brothers and sisters, they might even have to get a veil and throw it over your head like Moses, because the glory of the Lord was shining so through your face. They couldn't stand it. Might even kill them. My goodness, brothers and sisters, maybe the glory of God one day will be unleashed in us so much that these bricks cry out. You just never know, but you'll never know until you let Him do it. God help us to praise Him. Rejoice, and with all that is within me. Now let's go ahead and close it out here, this fifth chapter. And let's go ahead and reread the 24th through 26. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Now, there's many that'll read that, and they're sitting there, well, wait a second, I don't think I have. No. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. It's done. I honestly, I care, but I'm going to tell you in a sense to this verse, I don't care what you did last night, last weekend, maybe even this afternoon, that was very despicable. That wasn't Christ in you. That was the lie. That's not who you are in Christ. Read this verse. This is you. Because you are Christ. Do you know that? Do you believe that? Please believe the Word of God. See, that's what happens, is if you believe the Word of God, it will work effectually in you. And the love and the power of Christ will begin to strengthen your life. That you'll allow, by God's grace, the life of Christ to rule and reign in you. And you won't yield to the things of the world. You'll realize by grace, my goodness, this is who I am in Christ. And by God's grace, I can't just maybe and might live holy and righteous. I am. Let it happen. Grace. We always have it. Amen? And it's our all-sufficiency in all things that makes us superabound. Yeah, and that's superabounding. We need it because there's no way we were going to get over that mountain. And each one of us has a different mountain. But when you superabound, it's just mountain be removed. Whew. By the grace of God. It's all powerful. It is all powerful, brothers and sisters. And there is nothing hard for God. There is nothing hard for God. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, and we do live in the Spirit, because we're His. We're born of the Spirit. Praise God. We're born of God. So here it is. Be who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. I always remember my dad telling me that growing up. Son, just be who you are. Don't try to be anybody else. You're a sweet kid. You're going to grow up into a fine man. Just be who you are. Don't try to be this guy, that guy, anybody else. And that so encouraged me to look to the truth in that. Praise the Lord. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Christ liveth in me. That's who I am. I don't want to try to be anybody else. I just want that life to live in me that He's so freely given. If we live in the Spirit, which we do, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. How awesome. See, brothers and sisters, we can count it finished with Him. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Romans 6:6, it says, knowing this. See, I love when the Lord tells us those kinds of things. And Romans got a lot of them. And we know that all things work together. Don't you get to doubt Him because you know it. Come on. Let's not live in denial. Well, I didn't know. Yes, you did know. And here's what we do know in Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, done and dead, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Brothers and sisters, whom He has made free is free indeed. Praise God. The enemy is, he's not my master anymore. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm free. My life is so free, it's justified, just as if I never sinned. I live now that there's no law. There's no law. Praise God, there isn't to him that is free. And I'm free because of the blood of the Lamb. And matter of fact, praise God, I'm so free and I'm not a slave of that sin anymore. In Christ, old devil, your head is under my heel too. Because I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. He's given that authority. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that it's in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So since we live in the Spirit, brothers and sisters, the life that I now live is by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It is now time to walk in it. Not just read it anymore. Not just have brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so so delight in it and watch me see it afar off. I don't want to be as one of the sons of the prophets. I want to be as that one that wanted that mantle. Praise God, I want the double portion. I want all of it. Praise His name to fully go. It's high time to walk in it, brothers and sisters. The Word of God says to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Do you know what vocation that is? That's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' vocation. That's what you're called to. I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. That's the message you've received. You are made afore to the praise of the glory of His grace. Vessels prepared afore unto glory. Wow. It's who we are in Christ. And the reason it is it's because it's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. It can't go anywhere else, brothers and sisters. That's what this is all about. And it never grows old. It only grows more exciting and more real. The power and how incredible it is. The reality, the truth that I am brand new, that I am now, that I am forever a son of the living God. I just pray that this really puts everything in place in our lives, in Jesus' name. That we quit getting bent out of shape and beat up during the week. And then just, you know, I'm basically living by faith for 45 minutes on a Sunday. You live by faith 24/7. Don't let the enemy lie to you. By God's grace, this is why we need to know the Word of God. We started out with faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it's time for us to live. It is written. Not it might be, I don't know. It is written. This is it. There's nothing else. This is what endureth forever. This is the only real true thing there is the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. But it's the word of the Lord that remaineth forever. It endureth forever and ever and ever. So in that, we're so sweetly reminded in that 26th verse. A lot of times I've heard ones comment on this. Well, I really don't understand. Why was this tagged at the end? What do you mean tagged at the end? Vanity gets them every time. And it's the truth. We can get puffed up so quick. Especially saints that are running and running well and running for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's why the humility, brothers and sisters, that's the way, only way we're ever going to run. It's by the grace of God, understanding it is Christ that liveth in me. Thank you, Jesus. This isn't any desire of me. This is your life. That there's nothing good in me. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Grace, brothers and sisters, it's all grace. Yes, this is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. But let's keep it that way. Grace. That's why it's exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Because it's not you. It's not me. It's not man. This isn't of man. As Paul said, as we started out in this sweet, wonderful scripture, this message given to me wasn't of man. It wasn't from man. It's from God. Grace hit me on the road to Damascus. He poured it on so thick I've been swimming in it. Couldn't just take it ankle, knee, or thigh, or to the loins. Praise God, I had to go all the way. I'm drowned in the grace of God. I'm a fool for Christ's sake. I'm realizing this more and more, what it's doing for our lives. Hallelujah. My goodness, brothers and sisters, the offering as we walk in this newness of life and enjoy and rejoice in this. My goodness, we arise the conqueror and more than a conqueror in Christ. I'm by grace going to get more lowly and more lowly and more lowly. I don't try to be more lowly. Grace just gives it to me. Lord, you're so great. My goodness, I just walk around on bended knee all the time. He's so marvelous. I don't want to get anywhere but at his feet. And how does that happen? How does it become that our lives become more lowly and lowly? Is because we become more thankful, more grateful to God. And how do you become more thankful and grateful to God? By knowing his word, by reading it, by allowing the Spirit to work effectually this word in your life, that it is the all in all. This is the gospel story. Not just a book. Oh, my goodness. And if we'll really take hold of this, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, we too will grow to a life of ready to be offered. Can you imagine that? I hope, I press for that. I pray for that by God's grace, not just for me, but till we all come. I want to apprehend that which has apprehended me all this time, that precious love of God. and to be ready to be offered. And as Paul said, it's not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. And I'm thankful to Jesus, we're beginning to really love his appearing. It's precious to see the passion in our eyes and thanking God for the joy and the gracious and comely speech that is on our lips. Again, all because of Christ. But brothers and sisters, ready to be offered just as the worm that he became for me. And I know that that was only for him, but Christ in me I'm talking about. Christ in you. I'm talking about that beautiful, lowly, fully obedient and loving of the Father life. That's the life by God's grace. Grow up in me, Lord Jesus. Grow up in us in all things. Holy Spirit, take control. Let me yield fully. Nothing held back. And I'll tell you what, the only provoking we'll do to the body, brothers and sisters, is love. We will provoke to love. A spiritual one restoring, supplying, and edifying the body, all because of Jesus, all because of Christ who liveth in me. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for this time. We're grateful to God for your grace. Lord, thank you for your word. And the word of your grace builds us up and gives us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I'm thankful to God that we rejoice and praise you. Lord, let us lift up holy hands to you tonight and say thank you. God, help us to step out in faith. It's a Wednesday night Bible study, but Lord, let the rejoicing go on. May we praise you with our lips. Lord, may we just thank you in that holy heavenly language that you've given us, Jesus. We thank you again and again and again for this great grace that you've so fitly given us, Lord, to respond to you in grace. Lord Jesus, thank you that we love you, but it's all because you first loved us. And we give you the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.